VOA 1, The Hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners. So we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English. On today's program, you will hear stories from Dan Novak and Jill Robbins. Katie Weaver brings us this week's Health and Lifestyle Report. Finally, Kelly Jean Kelly tells us about the presidency of Ulysses S. Grant. But first, here is Dan Novak.
A Chinese state-owned company is negotiating to buy a forestry plantation with a port and World War II airstrip in the Solomon Islands. The United States and its allies are concerned that China wants to create a naval stronghold in the South Pacific country. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation, or ABC, reported Monday that a delegation from China Forestry Group Corporation visited the plantation in 2019. The plantation, or tree-growing farm, covers most of Kolombangara Island. The Chinese delegation asked questions about the size of the port and deepness of the water during its visit, but it showed little interest in the trees. The plantation is currently owned by Kolombangara Forest Products Limited, or KFPL. It is owned by Taiwanese and Australian shareholders. The company's board wrote to the Australian government in May, warning of the risks to Australia of such a sale, ABC reported. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade wrote back to the board last week saying it was not intervening, ABC reported. Foreign Minister Penny Wong's office said in a statement to the Associated Press that Australia was continuing to work with KFPL on the possible sale. "We value our position as Solomon Islands' first security and development partner of choice, and we are committed to working together to face our shared challenges," the statement added. KFPL Chairman Matthew English declined to comment on the possible sale, but one KFPL official told AP that the board wanted the Australian government to make an offer or help an Australian company make an offer. The U.S. and its allies have grown more concerned over China's growing influence in the South Pacific Ocean area. In 2019, the Solomon Islands changed its diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to China. Earlier this year, China and the Solomons signed a security agreement that has created fears of a Chinese military presence less than 2,000 kilometers off Australia's northeast coast. Australia already has a security treaty with the Solomon Islands. Australian police have been keeping peace in the capital Honiara since rioting late last year. Solomon's Prime Minister Manasa Sogavare said that China will never be permitted to create a military base in his country. His office did not respond to a request for comment on Monday. Silas Tausinga is a Solomon's lawmaker who represents an area near Kolombangara. He said China has a strong desire to have military power in the Solomons. "Australia should be worried about it," Tausinga told ABC. I'm Dan Novak.
members of the Korean popular music group BTS might still be able to perform while serving in the military, South Korea's defense minister said. Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup spoke to members of the National Assembly on Monday. Lee said that by letting BTS continue performing, the military could serve national interests. He said the move would not further affect the decreasing number of young men able to serve in the military because of low birth rates. Even if they joined the military, there would be a way to give them a chance to practice and perform together if there are scheduled concerts abroad, Lee said. He added, as many people highly value artists serving in the military, that may help boost their popularity even more. The minister made the comment as the country debates shortening the required military service for K-pop stars to 3 weeks from about 2 years. The issue is becoming more urgent as the oldest member of the group, Jin, turns 30 next year. Under a 2019 revision of the law, internationally recognized K-pop stars are permitted to delay their service until age 30. In South Korea, all healthy men aged 18 to 28 must fulfill their duties in the military as part of efforts to defend against North Korea. Some groups have won exemptions that permit them to delay their service in the armed forces or serve for a shorter period. These include medal winners at the Olympics or Asian Games and classical musicians and dancers who win top prizes at certain competitions. In 2019, exemptions were added for internationally recognized Korean pop music stars. K-pop stars are permitted to delay their service until the age of 30. The National Assembly is now debating a bill that would shorten military service for K-pop stars. The new administration of President Yoon Suk-yeol is also considering exemptions for some engineers and researchers in the computer chip and other technology fields. BTS's representative, Big Hit, did not answer a request for comment from the Reuters news agency. In April, a Big Hit official said some members were having a hard time because of uncertainties over the debate, calling for a decision. The seven-member group announced in June that they would take a break from musical activities together to do individual projects. Since its first performance in 2013, BTS has become a worldwide success with its music and social campaigns aimed at young people. I'm Jill Robbins.
Did you start seeds in spring and watch them grow under your care? Did you water, fertilize, and stake your little vegetable plants while thinking about the tasty food they would become? Then, one day, did you find unusual marks on your plants or some other signs of poor health? Maybe its leaves turn strange colors, or its base is too soft and wet. You are not alone, says gardening expert Jessica Damiano. She recently wrote about the issue for the Associated Press. Damiano says many home gardeners lovingly raise their plants in the early weeks, but still find them ruined before harvest time. Here are Damiano's suggestions for identifying and treating five of the most common conditions that threaten your crops.
The first condition, anthracnose, is a fungal disease. It affects beans, cucumbers, eggplants, melons, and peas. Other targets are peppers, tomatoes, pumpkins and spinach. Anthracnose presents as small, round marks or spots on leaves. These yellow spots darken over time and spread to cover entire leaves. On cucumber plants, leaves may drop and whole vines may die. Tomatoes and peppers show dark, sunken spots that become more apparent as the fruit ages. Round, sunken, yellow spots appear on melons, darkening over time to brown and then black. To prevent anthracnose, try rotating crops, adding compost to soil before planting and spreading mulch afterward. Seek disease-resistant kinds of the plants. Avoid watering the plant from above as it wets the leaves. Wet leaves are more at risk of fungal growth. Treat infected plants with a fungus poison. These contain chlorothalonil or copper. Carefully follow the directions and safety guidance provided with the product.
Blossom end rot is another common problem for gardeners. A lack of calcium causes the condition. Blossom end rot mainly affects tomatoes, eggplants, and peppers. The condition presents as dark, soft spots on fruit bottoms. The disorder is often the result of uneven watering, acid imbalance in the soil, injured roots, or high levels of nitrogen. Prevention measures include testing for an acid imbalance. If results are lower than 6.3, add dolomitic lime to planting area. Treat affected plants by spraying leaves fully with a calcium product. Fruit produced after treatment is usually symptom-free, although sometimes a second treatment is necessary.
Wilt diseases are another common danger for plants. Verticillium and Fusarium wilt are fungal diseases that spread in soil. They mainly affect eggplants, peppers, potatoes, pumpkins, and tomatoes. The diseases destroy the roots of the plants, resulting in curled, yellow, and wilted leaves, brown, damaged tissue inside stems, and incomplete growth. Entire plants wilt and die. The only defense against these funguses is a good offense. Avoid infection by planting resistant kinds of the plant. Sellers will mark the plants with a V, F, VF, or VFN to identify them as resistant to verticillium wilt and fusarium wilt. You should also rotate crops, keeping infected areas free of susceptible plants for 3 or 4 years. This starves the disease and clears it from the soil. Clean up fallen leaves as well as fruit and plant waste.
A fourth common trouble for gardeners comes from the animal world. The little killer is an insect. Called the squash vine borer, the pest can cause sudden death after the bloom of zucchini, squash, cucumber, and muskmelon plants. Look closely at these plants for signs of the insect. Small holes in the bottoms of stalks and stems. The pests start life as moths that lay eggs at the base of plants. Inch-long white caterpillars result, killing plants as they eat their way around and out. And just when you think the damage is done, they remain in the soil through the following year as they develop into moths. Then the process repeats. Prevent damage by checking plants closely. Look for red, flat eggs early in the season and remove them by hand. Keep hunting every week. Search for holes and borer waste, thick collections of yellow dust material. If found, make a long, shallow, narrow cut near a borehole on the stem. Use your hand to pull out the borers. Then cover the cuts with soil to support new growth. If necessary, treat plants with Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT, a bacterial insect-killing product.
The final common threat to the garden is another animal, the slug. Slug damage presents as jagged holes, usually in the center of a leaf as opposed to its edges. Slugs eat basil, cabbage, cucumbers, lettuce, tomatoes, peppers, and ornamental plants like hostas. The animals also leave a recognizable path of slime wherever they go. A spring cleanup that clears leaves, plant debris, and slug eggs from the soil surface is an important first step in the slug fight. Keep mulch no deeper than 7 centimeters to avoid creating a refuge for the pests. Put a small can or jar into the soil around affected plants, leaving about 2.5 centimeters above ground. Then fill it halfway with the alcohol called beer. Slugs will enter the container for a drink, and then they will drown. You can also attack slugs at night when they feed. The weapon in this case is salt. Shake a little on each slug and it will die from lack of water. But make sure to keep salt limited to the animals only, as salt can damage the soil. I'm Brian Lynn.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
VOA Learning English presents America's Presidents. Today we are talking about Ulysses S. Grant. He took office in 1869, but his presidency is not what made him famous. Grant is best remembered for being the commander of Union forces at the end of the Civil War. He led the United States to victory over the Confederate States of America. Many Americans also remember Grant because of the unusual story about his middle initial. When the future 18th president was born, his parents named him Hiram Ulysses Grant, but the boy was known as Ulysses. When Grant was a young man, a member of Congress appointed him to a top college, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York. The congressman did not know Grant personally. He thought Grant used his mother's family name, Simpson, as his middle name. So the congressman called him Ulysses S. Grant. The middle initial S became official. Years later, Grant joked that it did not mean anything. During the Civil War, however, Grant's middle name did come to have a popular meaning. In a famous battle in the state of Tennessee, Grant's army overpowered their opponents. The Confederate general sent a note asking for the terms of surrender. In other words, what would the Union Army require of them if they withdrew from the battle? General Grant replied,
no terms except unconditional and immediate surrender. The answer did not please the Confederate general, but he agreed. In the North, people celebrated the victory. They began saying Grant's first two initials stood for unconditional surrender. Grant was born in the state of Ohio. He was the oldest of six children. Grant's father worked as a tanner, a person who makes leather from animal skin. As a boy, Grant helped his father, but he did not like the work. He said he would not do it when he was an adult. So, when Grant was a young man, his father asked West Point officials to admit his son as a student. The Grants had little money to pay for the boy's college education, but they knew he was intelligent and skilled, and West Point was free. In exchange for their education, West Point graduates serve in the military. Grant probably did not seem like a soldier. He was quiet and sensitive. He hated seeing men die in battle, and he questioned the value of war. But he turned out to be an excellent military leader. After he graduated from West Point, he fought in the Mexican War and earned medals for bravery. He was given more power and added responsibilities. However, Grant was lonely. Early in his career, he married Julia Dent, the sister of a college friend. He was devoted to Julia and their four children. But his family could not come with Grant on all his deployments for the military. They were separated for years at a time. Without his family nearby, Grant began having problems with money. Some people said he also drank too much alcohol. One day, Grant resigned from the Army. He returned home to his family. At first, he tried to farm, but he could not make enough money. Then he tried other jobs. Finally, he asked his father for help. His father gave him a job, but it was the one the young Grant swore he never wanted, working in a leather shop. Then things took a surprising turn. The Civil War began. The Union needed experienced military leaders. Grant accepted a position leading a difficult group of troops. He was able to train them and earn their respect. Quickly, Grant's public image as a military leader grew. He won major victories for the Union in battles at Fort Donelson, Tennessee, and Vicksburg, Mississippi. The president at the time, Abraham Lincoln, liked the way Grant planned the battles. He also liked that Grant did everything he could to win. Grant permitted so many of his soldiers to die that his critics gave him a nickname, the Butcher. Grant's methods were harsh, but effective. The Civil War effectively ended when the famous Confederate general, Robert E. Lee, surrendered to Grant at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. The following year, Grant was named General of the U.S. Armies. The only other person to hold that position was the military leader during the Revolutionary War, George Washington.
Thank you.
Like George Washington, Grant became president, although he did not really seek the position. But Republican Party leaders realized that the former general was very popular, and they knew that Grant opposed the policies of the president at the time, Andrew Johnson. So the Republicans nominated Grant as their candidate in 1868. He won easily. But Grant's popularity and ability as a military leader did not make him a successful president. Grant tried to work for the political and civil rights of African Americans, many of whom had been enslaved. One of Grant's most important acts was to support the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The measure gave African American men the right to vote. At the same time, Grant tried to give states control over their own laws. So, sometimes he used the power of the federal government to protect the rights of African Americans, and he sometimes let states use violence to prevent African Americans from exercising their rights. Grant also spoke about treating Native Americans with greater respect. He used government resources to help Native people become farmers. But other government policies helped white settlers continue to push tribes off their lands. Few Native Americans saw their lives really improve under Grant. Finally, his administration suffered because of corrupt government officials. Grant himself did not get rich from their actions, but he remained loyal to people who worked for him, even when they profited from their position. As a result of all this, many Americans lost interest in Reconstruction and lost faith in the federal government. But Grant himself remained popular. He won a second term more easily than the first. Shortly after, the country entered a bad economic depression. Grant tried to improve the situation by supporting the gold standard. But many Americans, of all backgrounds, continued to suffer. Because of the problems in his government, Grant is not remembered as one of the country's best presidents. But he is remembered as a war hero and as a kind-hearted man with an interesting life. In his last months, Grant worked nearly nonstop on writing his memoirs. Final images show him covered in a blanket and with a pen in his hand, diligently working. Grant died in 1885, a few days after the book was finished. It was a major success. It earned enough money to provide for his family for the rest of their lives. People across the country mourned the loss of Grant. More than 1.5 million watched his funeral parade in New York City. He is buried there, along with his beloved wife, in a well-known memorial, popularly called Grant's Tomb. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.